What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chillet.
Okay. And can you eat the insides of any other animals?
Cow. Call it fried. It is beef fried.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body, from his waist to his shoulders?
Well, that's from the... Well, that was the breast, the back, and head.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call a small thing that you would get into if you wanted to... Well, if there was a lake here and you wanted to get to the other side of the lake, what would you get into?
Boat.
Does it have any other name if it has a pointed bow?
Yes, ma'am.
What's it called then?
Boats, schooners, boats. Mm-hmm. You know, there's rivers full of that.
How about if they have a squared off bow?
Well, they, I've seen them. They have a squared off bow.
Do you ever call them a batteau?
Yes, and well, it's all one thing. They call them batteaus and boats. But quit using them then. Everybody down there has got the big boats.
Yeah.
What's it called? Run the motors.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, right now, you can't get to the boat. So they got landing places built all of them down the river now.
Oh, boy. Makes it hard for fishing if you don't have a boat.
Yes, sure.
Mm. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Tick.
Okay, but how about something that goes over the tick, even?
Slip.
Okay. And suppose a woman is wearing beads around her neck. You could say, well, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Necklace.
Okay, if you didn't want to use the word necklace, you could say it's a something of beads.
Beads. That's not a name.
Have you heard people talk about a string of beads, or a pair of beads, or a strand of beads?
Oh, yes, I've heard that. A string of beads, a pair of beads, if you got them here, right now.
Okay. Oh, are those the dirt
divers? Or are those wasps? Wasps, I think. Hmm. That doubt, they ain't got no home up, so they their home is done.
So if two men have a fight, and one man defeats the other one really soundly, you could say that one man really...
whooped the other one.
Okay. And if a man's squatting down, what do you call the back part of his legs? You could say he got down on his...
knees.
Okay, would you ever say he got down on his hunkers or haunches or honkers?
Yes,
which one would you say?
Well, I'd call it on his knees, but then the his honkers be behind him, but he'd be on his knees.
Oh, okay. Fine. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You could say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy.
Are there any other words people use?
Call him Bruce Lewis.
Pardon?
Close livers.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that one. Okay. Well, suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes that just don't match at all. He could be wearing a plaid shirt and striped pants and a polka dot tie. You could say he really looks...
tacky.
And do you use this word to refer to women as well as men?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And suppose a person is wearing his best clothes. You could say he's really...
dressed up.
Do you use that for a woman as well as a man?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a word to refer to an old person who gets around really well for his age? You could say he's certainly what for his age?
He sure is getting along all right. He's well for his age. Oh. Getting along all right for his age.
Would you ever use anything like pert or spry or lively or chipper?
Yes, ma'am. She's spry for his age.
Okay. And a person who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
Okay.